Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Vanderpump Rules. This is Season 3, Episode 4, Jax Knows Best. And we are the people in the know right here. I am your host, Jake Dupree, along with the lovely...
Hi, everybody. It's Megan Stecker.
Yes, it's just the two of us in studio for now. Everyone's gone away for Thanksgiving, so thankfully we're here for you. How about that? Give thanks for that. So let's just get right into it, because this episode, we talked about this right before we went on. It was a lot better than last week's.
Yes.
A lot better.
A lot more information. A little stirring the pot. A lot of fun for me as a viewer.
Definitely. So I was like, I was down with it. I was happy with it.
Me too.
So I first want to start out with Stassi's role on the show.
Okay.
We'll get to the party in a little bit. We'll talk about it within this little segment, I guess. But I just wanted to get... I don't know. It's like, it's very odd for me because we see her first in this like whole little like... random meetup where she like goes to Sir and randomly is there with Ariana.
That stuck out to me.
Why are they like, why are they trying to make her happen when she's like not a part of any of this business?
They're really trying to force it. And it was funny because I started watching the show last night for 10 minutes and I was like, forget it. I'm going to watch the whole thing tomorrow.
You and me both.
And I thought in rewatching Stassi roll into Sir for no reason with Katie when it kind of wasn't even open yet.
Yeah.
And getting like her employee discount meal. I thought they're so forcing this. And I didn't even realize how bad it was till I watched it a second time. And I just think if we would sit in on Stassi's life a little and then see a little bit of her hanging out with the rest of the gang, I could accept it. But forcing her back into the fold when she's so anti, it's like painful.
Yeah, and you can tell that she doesn't want to be a part of any of it.
Yes.
Like, she just so it just evil. Seems so forced. I don't know. It's just... odd. Like, and her and Ariana, they like each other somewhat and are friendly, but I think it's probably because of their mutual hatred of Kristen.
Yes.
To be quite honest.
What they bonded over.
Yeah, I mean, and why not? Like, if you're going to bond over something, bond over the hatred of somebody.
And goat cheese balls.
And I'm like, is this really like a plot point within the show, like to talk about goat cheese balls?
Well,
like,
that was another thing that stuck out to me. I was like, they're reaching so far with her that they let her explain. These goat cheese balls.
And, like, that she substitutes something on her salad for that.
Greek salad sub goat cheese balls.
I was just like, we have gotten to an all new low. And I was like, replace her with somebody. Like, I'm guarantee you they can either cast somebody or find somebody within the scope of those restaurants that would be able to turn the drama all the way up.
And what about that Christina girl? That she's always kind of Stassi's little lackey. When she got lippy with Jax last week, I was like, why isn't this girl on more?
I
like that she's so damn sassy.
And last season, she was always like very like quick and kind of bitchy in a way and always in the
She could be
mix.
The new Stassi.
She could. And she could, I feel like she could cause some serious drama with like Sheena and all them too, probably.
Big time, because she's in Stassi's crew of like hating everyone else.
Yeah.
So she could be that girl.
Turn it on. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't asked her to be a part of the show, like a more prominent part of the show.
I wonder if she's somebody that they did follow and maybe
they
not
didn't
enough
get a lot
came
of their
out of it, so she didn't become a full-time cast member.
That's true. But that's probably true, actually.
Yeah, I wonder. Which, she's so beautiful. Yeah, I wish she would be bitchy enough for them.
And her outfit for the OK Magazine party was gorgeous. Yes. She's got good style. And if you follow her on Instagram, she's actually really, really cool. She's Christina like Kelly is her name.
Yeah, one of those girls that's so gorgeous without makeup. And you're like, ugh, I hate you.
Yeah, you're so beautiful.
And she's so beautiful. She gets to be so bitchy to everyone and gets away with it. I love her. Christina!
Yes. So we'll get to the party in a little bit, but I want to move on to Tom and Katie.
Oh, Eva.
So this was a good part of the episode.
This was a really good part of the episode, and it also brings up a whole... I'm kind of glad they're showing... I like that they're showing him a lot more, because I think he's so funny and charming and cute. Mm-hmm. And I wish previous seasons that he would have gotten more screen time, but... This whole situation about a panic attack at a bar, you work in a restaurant, so tell me, like, how do you feel about this?
Okay, I feel for him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Katie said, well, you know, I have panic attacks and I get in the weeds too. And anybody who doesn't work in the restaurant industry, in the weeds is a term for when you're getting really behind and overwhelmed with the amount of things you need to do. Uh-huh. And you're not getting people their food and their drinks fast enough. I feel for him in the fact that I know how he feels, but grow up and get a set. For the fact that you didn't ask for help from anyone and in 5 minutes had quit a job you begged for 3 years, Katie's absolutely right. This shows that you are not grown up, you're not a man. I really like that line she said about, the man I want to marry is not ready to be a man.
Yeah.
Even if it was written for her, I thought she delivered it beautifully. Because I just thought that's exactly sums up everything going on with him this episode. It was kind of like Schwartz is a big pussy episode.
Yeah.
I mean, Lisa called him that to his face.
Really, like, let him have it.
Katie basically had a whole... She was really nice and kept her stuff together. I think I would have, like, if that was me and my boyfriend, I would have cried and yelled at him at the same time. And I thought calmly delivered her side of the argument.
I mean, it's heartbreaking, too, because it's like, I wonder... Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, is this drama drummed up for the show? Mm-hmm. Does she actually feel this way? Because every time we've had her in studio with us, they've always been very, very, like, in tune with each other, which I think they are. But I think maybe that it's been a while. I mean, they've been together for, like, probably, like, 6 years now, something like that. So it's like, what's the next step? Like, what's the next commitment? And I think that she is looking at him like... Yeah. I don't think that you're ready. And I think it's scaring her a little bit.
I agree.
Which rightfully so. I mean, I would feel the same way.
Yeah, I get it. I've been with the same guy for 6 years, and we haven't taken the next step, and everybody's saying to us, like,
the pressure.
It's, you know, everybody has, like, a 2-year timeline in their mind, and then everyone else starts to worry about you.
It's stupid.
So I don't know if Katie's doing that to herself, or she's ready, and... knows that he's not, or thinks that he's not, or they haven't talked about it enough, or maybe they've talked about it and he's kind of gone backwards from where she thought they were.
Yeah. Maybe that's what's happening, I think, a little bit more than anything.
Yeah, and I've seen that with guys I've dated. They start acting more juvenile when they don't feel ready for something.
Or they completely back out of it. Like, like completely backpedal.
I had a guy admit to me, granted we were only like 23, but he admitted to me that he started acting so boyish and awful so that I would break up with him because he felt bad about breaking up with me. And, I mean... We were 23, but still hurt. It still hurt.
Of course. I mean, like, anything like that is still going to hurt. But it's like, it was interesting seeing Stassi talking when they went to lunch, and Katie, when they went to lunch about talking about the whole thing. And I kind of just wanted to tell Stassi to shut up a little bit because it's not her business. Like, I know she's been around the two of them since probably day one, mm-hmm. since they got together. But the fact that Stassi is in a relationship that's only about a year old, mm-hmm. and is like, oh, my life is perfect, my boyfriend is amazing, and he pays for everything. I'm like, most people don't have that situation.
Right.
And Katie and Tom are that situation that's not.
Right.
So Stassi shouldn't have an opinion, I don't think, about all this.
I agree.
Because it's not, she's not in the same place as they are at all.
Right. It's like you and your boyfriend probably have not yet had the it's time to get engaged talk. So that's not fair to say my boyfriend's grown up and yours isn't.
Exactly. Exactly. Just because he has a job does not mean that he is grown up.
Right.
And also it's like things change after a few years. 2-year itch happens, 3-year happens, and it's like things change. So it's like talk to me whenever she's been with him for a while and then we can really talk because I think that you spoke too soon. And you shouldn't have an opinion.
I agree. I don't think, I mean, I think Stassi's trying to speak as her friend and doesn't want to see her get hurt by Schwartz.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't agree with Stassi, so.
Exactly. And it's like, shut up. Just shut up.
Stassi, get a real storyline.
Yeah. I'm like, we're like stretching. Like, let's bring her into random scenes so we can like put her in this like situation where she's actually involved. No. No. Just no. And then, of course, we see Tom go and talk to Lisa. And he randomly runs into her with the whole, like, nose thing. Which we'll get into next. But their whole situation with Lisa and Tom talking. I think she was drumming it up for the camera, too.
You know what? I feel like he was being honest in that whole situation. I mean, she might have been being Lisa Vanderpump, star of
Beverly Hills. This is my character.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt like he was actually being really honest and was very embarrassed to show up and talk to her. And the way I melted with embarrassment for him, I'm like, you showed up with your shirts unlaundered and said, oh my God, they're dirty. Should I bring them back another time? Tom, you're just hammering home the point.
Stupid. Like, that was just like even more like you are a child.
I wanted to die for him. I was like, you're kidding me that you just said that.
Like, lie about it. Just be like, I just washed these. Sorry, they're wrinkled. I just fold them up in my bag.
If you're going to be a man and say, I know you aren't going to give me my job back. I brought my uniform back. Thank you very much. You hand her the uniform and you shake the lady's hand and you go.
Don't shoot yourself in the foot. But I think he's just a little too honest.
Yeah.
Which is cute.
He seems like a real sweetheart.
He is. He really is. I just love... He's such a refreshing energy for this show.
Yes.
In terms of, like, someone who I don't think plays up for the camera or, like... Not that I'm saying that all of them do, but I think that there's a little bit of that. And I think that he is just one of the most endearing qualities about the show.
Well, he was really cute when people were talking crap about Katie to his face. And he's like, no. Everyone go around the room and say one nice thing about Katie.
I mean, it's weird that they would even say mean stuff in front of him.
Right.
Like, that's weird.
It is.
Who does that?
There's a major line drawn down the group. And it's weird that Katie's on one side of the line and her boyfriend's on the other.
Yeah.
So, good for him for sticking up in front of... They're all a bunch of meanies sometimes.
Yeah. So. That little group of... That was a weird, interesting group of people that was like...
It is weird this season because the past two seasons, it was all the same clique. And now that the dividing line happened, the groups are all shuffled. And it's odd to be like, wait, I forgot Sheena's now friends with Kristen and
Jax. It's just a weird... Yeah. It's weird how these people are grouped together. Yeah. Like, if you would have watched first season and then saw this, they'd be like, how did we get there?
Right.
They'd be like, how did we get there?
When we did the flashback of Kristen and Sheena yelling at each other, shut the F up. No, you shut the F up.
That was last season.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, God, I forgot that they disliked each other that much.
Sheena, I have to give it to her because that takes a strong person to be like, come back and just be like, I will be friends with you. I'll still be friends with you. I'd be like, nope, you tell me to shut the F up once. I'm like, we're done.
Not only that, they got matching tattoos. BFFs.
I mean, that's so odd. That was odd. I didn't realize that that's what they had done. And I saw that and I was just like, wait, this is fake.
Oh, she did.
Like,
no, it's real. Show you that.
It's real. That's weird. That's so odd. I'm just going to say it.
It's too much.
And then, of course, we see Jax's nose job, which everybody was alleging that he is just getting this for vanity reasons, which I think he is. But he honestly, like, you can even hear it just in his voice. He has a deviated septum. He really does. Like, that's very nasally. I mean, that's just who he is.
Well, when I saw flashbacks, I was thinking that his nose looked totally normal.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if this was from a certain amount of fights or... When Tom clocked him in the face the end of last season.
Like, what has caught... Because I don't remember his nose looking like that at the top.
Right. It's very, like... It would look, like, very flattened across the top.
Like...
And smushed out.
Square, yeah.
Yeah. So, as some other people were alleging, maybe it was a drug problem that caused the deviated septum situation. I heard some other cast members say that, not on the show, in other interviews about him.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder, does that cause that?
I've heard that it can cause a hole in your nose or something, but I don't really know, like, where you get this hole, and I don't know. I don't do drugs.
Yeah,
so
me,
I
but I'm like,
know.
I don't know anything about this kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Things you know. Things you know. Thanks, Bravo.
The more you know.
The more you know. The more you know. That should be like the tagline for Vanderpump Rules. The more you know. Watch out. Thank you. Thank you for that lovely
so
music.
Thanks, Rich.
But it's this whole thing. I mean, that was disgusting watching any kind of plastic surgery. I couldn't watch it. I really had to cover my eyes. That was gross.
I honestly have always wanted to get a nose job.
I've thought about it too.
Yeah. After watching this episode, I'm like, if he was in so much pain and that looked so disgusting, how bad his black eyes were immediately
and
after
his
surgery.
His forehead too was really puffy, I saw.
Yeah. And then I don't know how many days later it was that the whole gang came over at one time to go to the party and how badly his one eye was all swollen up. And his forehead above the eye. Oof.
Mm-mm. Is that worth it?
Yeah. I know that that's what it is, but to see it. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very honest portrayal of, I guess, what somebody that gets their nose done would go through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm anxious to see what his nose looks like because from pictures I've seen recently, it doesn't look too terribly different than his original nose.
I saw something that was comparing the two, and I was like, wait, is this really an after? Because it looks the same to me.
It literally looks just like there's, like, better lighting on his face. I don't know.
Well, maybe the doctor didn't give him the beautiful vein nose that he wanted and just fixed the deviated septum.
It was so cute watching Tom, like, take care of him, and then, like, in the car.
It was really sweet.
Jax was like, you can't pump the brakes, you can't. He was like, I'm gonna have to brake a lot. Like, this is Los Angeles, this is what we're born to do. And and Jax was just like, I wanna go home, like, acting like a complete child. I was like,
when he said, I'm gonna cry, and then cried a little bit, I was laughing so hard.
What was that? Was he just, like, overwhelmed from, like, seeing all the tubes and wires and things, you know, coming out of Jax. Like, was that what caused him to cry?
Oh my god.
I could not believe that.
I mean, like, 65% of this episode was like, Tom Schwartz is a puss. I can't. It was like thing after thing after thing.
It's like either that or it's like he's really sweet.
Yeah.
Like, you can look at it.
I think he's a real sweetheart. That's why he's coming across as a puss.
I mean, it's just funny seeing him, like, cry over seeing Jax all bandaged up.
He's like, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I don't know why I'm crying. Who cries? I don't know. Maybe it was, the hospital situation, tubes
like,
here and
just
there.
Like, and also, it probably takes a while, I'm sure, for the whole surgery to happen. So I'm sure he's been waiting around. Probably tired.
Yeah.
That happens, too. I don't know. It was just cute, I thought. And then when they finally get Jax home, he's, like, begging for Vicodin and stuff. And I was like, I wish we wouldn't show this on TV.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that the doctor intended for him to have Vicodin. They gave him Klonopin, which is, it's similar to Vicodin. It's a painkiller.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he was asking for that and, like, making such a big deal and calling, the doctor, the pharmacist, or whoever, it was just odd. I was like, because there's been lots of drug allegations with Jax. And I'm like,
Right.
I don't know. Let's not
showcase his recreational drug use. The fact that he was still under the effect of the drugs from the surgery and screaming about, I need my Vicodin, I didn't get any Vicodin, was not a good look, I would say.
Yeah, it was for sure tacky. And it was like, it also kind of drives home the point that he is...
Got a problem. Yeah.
Which is gross. It makes me sad, too, because it's like, I know younger people watch this show, and I don't want people to be influenced by that. And they're going to be influenced by that no matter what. But it's like, do we have to show that?
Right.
Like, there was lots of funny, just like funny, cute, like odd couple-y kind of things with the two of them being together.
Uh-huh. And funny when Lisa was there and he's like, oh my god, I stole so much stuff from the restaurant that's just hanging out at my house.
Candles.
I stole liquor, her brand of liquor from the bar. Candles with the surname all over.
It was like a box of candles, not even just one.
How funny. He's like, a salt and pepper shaker.
Silverware.
Servers do that all the time. They really do.
I mean, it's just part of it, I guess.
It is.
But, I mean, that was really cute that she showed up to his apartment, but it was also odd because it felt like a very scripted thing for her to show up, like, the day of his surgery, like, when he's super drugged up and, like, out of it.
Because I know that Lisa said to Brandy, I think it was last season's reunion, and she's like, you choose Sheena over me.
Uh-huh.
How dare you? And she's like, I don't know where Sheena lives. But it's like, well, you showed up to Jax's apartment on the show.
Who's someone that you've badmouthed, like, a lot on the show and outside of the show.
Right.
So it's weird.
I would like to know how these kids get so much time off of work. Like, Jax just had $10,000 laying around for a nose job and could take 7 days off of work.
Well, he said he got the friends and family discount, though.
Oh, did he?
But what does that mean? That can't be too much. They still need to make money off this nose job.
I wonder if they gave it to him for free for showing them doing the whole thing.
I mean,
like the doctor's name,
that would be
the logo.
So ideal. That would be so ideal.
Sign me up.
I know. I'd be like,
But I'll need the Vicodin. I'll tell you, doctor.
Yeah, no, I'm like, you can put me on painkillers because I do not deal with pain very well.
I know. Oh, God. Can I sign up for the extended stay plan?
Yeah. Yeah. Sign me up. Also, that moment, I meant to mention this, that moment when Jax was being, he was like, they're waking him up from surgery, and there was that nurse, and he was like, I love you, and like touching her face.
It was so awkward.
I literally could not stop laughing. That was really cute.
It was so funny. Well, that just shows how people react to the drugs differently, and I thought that was having a pretty good reaction.
I love you. Because
I think he told Schwartz he loved him, too.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Like, I love both of
you. And I remember getting my wisdom teeth out and waking up and just hysterical laughing and my mom being so nervous and being like, my God, is she all right? Is this normal? And the nurse was like, well, they either hysterically cry or hysterically laugh. She's doing fine over
Let's
here.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. And my little sister was a crier actually a year later. So good for me. I was the laugher.
Exactly. I mean, and you just never know, but it's always good TV to see anybody kind of come out of surgery like that when they're kind of like hopped up and out of it.
So seeing Jackson not be a jerk for once was really nice.
To see like that innocent childlike side, which we all know he's kind of a child, but like to see that was like really cute.
Not
it was nice to see that.
Not being a playa for once.
Yeah, and then that whole thing, well, and then it's like he does that, and then there's like that moment where he said, the doctor was like, you can't have any sexual activity for like however long, a month or a week or whatever. And he was like, I might run on the beach and wink or something. And I'm just like, gross. Like, you're gross. I just...
We don't want to think about you doing that, Jax. You talk about it enough.
Yeah, we get it. You're really sexually active.
He said, like, I need my exercise or something to that effect.
That makes me, like, cringe. Like,
nobody wants to have sex with you when you have two black eyes, Jax.
No, I mean, well, you never know. But some trifling hoe might probably want to do that.
I thought you were going to say, from personal experience. You
Yeah, from personal experience. I have black eyes, and that's what I get whenever I get them. Speaking of that, if you want to go to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be amazing. Tell us if you like getting black eyes and if you're attracted to that and what's going to happen. But if not, just give us a comment about the show and like what you think about Stassi being on the show because we think she needs to go a little bit, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about it.
Bye.
But 5 stars would be great. Or leave us a comment. That'd be awesome. All right. And I want to move on to when all the people come over to Jax's apartment to get... It's like pre-getting ready. Like, we see Ariana getting ready for the party for OK Magazine,
yeah.
It's just... That was a weird moment.
It was really weird because I felt like Ariana was way too down to earth to be wearing fake lashes, but there she was gluing them on in front of everyone.
I'm like, you got that reality, like that reality buzz. Put the fake eyelashes on.
Yes, girl.
All of them have it.
Do
all
it.
The girls, at least. Well,
I'm going to wear my fakies next week.
I feel like Tom Sandoval would wear fake eyelashes.
He's such a girl. I love it. I don't know what I watched of him saying something funny about, I do so much to myself. Or was it when they were getting their brows done?
Yes.
That he's like, oh, I do so much to myself that it looks like I don't do anything at all. That's kind of exactly his regimen.
Exactly what it is. Yeah, it's like so overdone and so overwrought that it's just like, it's this is how it is.
A girl, I woke up like this.
I woke up like this. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Go, Tom Sandoval. Live your little metrosexual life.
Tom, we love you. Come in, see us.
Yes.
We want to talk about your regimen.
He can give us tips, I guess.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with everyone bad-mouthing Katie, that was just weird.
I didn't like it at all. I was not okay
And the fact that I wasn't okay with Sheena doing it, too.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Yeah, because Sheena's usually so fair and equal. And she did say that comment later about, like, don't want negative energy around. So
yeah, it's like, don't put it out there, then.
Yeah, I didn't like that from them at all. Especially, like, to everyone ganging up on one guy about his girlfriend when it's, like, 7 or 8 on one. That
was
horrible.
Girlfriend
that he lives with.
It'd be one thing if they were, like, breaking up or, like, taking a break or something. Like, that's fine. I mean, not fine, but I guess fine. But they're, like, legitimately still in love. So it's, like, stop. Like, why would they do that to him?
Right.
That's so odd.
I thought it was weird when he's like, I'm just defending my girl. And they're like, why? Because I'm her boyfriend and I love her.
And then can you imagine if he didn't do that, what they would go back to her and say? It would be this whole disgusting, like, web of trying to get him into deeper waters.
This is the best soap opera on television.
It literally is. Like, it's literally trash TV.
I live for it.
Me too.
Love
Me
you
too.
Guys. I love When's Schwartz trash. Coming in? Do you know him? Or do you have his phone number?
I don't have his number, but I have Katie's number. And I've, like, been texting them. So we'll see.
We'll Die. See.
Yeah. Yes. It would be
so
awesome.
Cute. Katie, don't be mad. We love him.
And then, of course, let's get to the OK Magazine party. And I love the whole thing with them all, like, walking in, like, past the red rope. Like, they all get to just walk in. And I'm like, there's conveniently a camera there, and they're lit, and they all have microphones. It's just so genius.
I thought it was kind of funny that Sheena was like, it's such a small town because we all, everybody all gets on the same list for all the same parties. And it's like, false.
Yeah, false. Very false. Because I guarantee you that most people that you'd probably want to be at your party aren't invited to this party or would never go to this party. So there it is.
And this is a very special case, LA, because there's A-list, B-list, D-list, like, and then there's everybody from Vanderpump Rules. Like, I love you guys, live for you, you're my A-list, but I guarantee that they're not on the same list as people who are movie stars.
Exactly. Just we'll get to that. A movie star that was at Sir the other night. We'll get to that.
We will.
But that it was interesting that conveniently Tom Schwartz knew somebody that could get them two tables, and then that this table was going to be these people, and this table was going to be these people. Like, that was very convenient.
Mm-hmm. As in conveniently written line for him to say.
Yeah. Guess what, everybody? There's two tables, and where are you going to sit? And I thought it was interesting that Sheena would invite Kristen and James to sit with Ariana and her and Mike and Tom. Like, what was she thinking?
Sheena, I love you. She's so calculating, I feel like. Well, it was great. I loved it. As soon as it came out of her mouth, I was like, yes, let the drama begin.
I just honestly could not believe that was happening. I was like, what?
Well, you know what? She's so sweet, and she likes everybody. So she just kind of is trying to foster an environment where everyone can be around each other and try to get along. Not that that's ever going to happen.
No.
But ideally, she's like, well, if I'm friends with the girl on my left and I'm also friends with the girl on my right, maybe we can kind of all sit in a semicircle.
And be fine.
And it'll be okay. Oh, of course, we're pouring our own amounts of vodka in our cups right now.
Yeah,
that's
I'm like,
the problem with bottle service.
You have to drink in that situation.
Somebody's going to throw up when there's bottle service.
Someone definitely is, and I guarantee you it would have been Ariana right on Kristen, probably. Well, and then the whole thing, like, with...
I don't know. I feel like Kristen gets more drunk than them.
Probably. Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like they probably all get equally, have done the that's drunk true. Drunkness.
From what I've been able to see in the past two seasons, I feel like Kristen out of that whole semicircle, that. Kristen would be the most drunk.
Yeah. I mean, I did think that Kristen held it together really well in front of them. I could see that Tom and Ariana were bothered.
Yes.
I could see that.
Yes. And I felt weird for Kristen that it would be uncomfortable no matter what table. She was unwelcome at both tables, so she had to pick the lesser of two evils, which was Sheena's table, because at least she had a friend there.
At least.
Because ain't nobody like her at table B.
No.
Ain't nobody
not.
Like her over there. Well, oh my God. Go ahead. I know where you're going with that.
And then we go to Stassi, Christina, Kelly, Katie, Peter, and Tom Schwartz, their table. And they're playing like a card game, and he said whoever, it's like, what is it called, high card draw?
Or high card cut or something?
High card cut or something like whatever, but whoever got the lowest card has to go to the other table for at least 5 minutes. And conveniently, Stassi gets it. Which I think was good because it forces her to kind of cross enemy lines and like maybe blend in with like a little bit of the drama, like actually get involved. But I thought she behaved herself very well in front of Kristen. Because, I mean, like, the last time we saw them, it was not pretty
together.
It
was when she slapped her across the face, right?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they've been to the reunion with each other, but...
But that
I mean,
was it, other than slapping
but
her across.
Stassi didn't really, like... I mean, they didn't really talk at
right,
all at
right.
the reunion, I don't think.
I thought what Kristen said to Stassi was excellent. It was very well put.
Yeah.
And it's something about, like, I don't know if you want this energy around you or you don't or whatever. I just want to say hello and welcome back to LA. It was nice and simply put. And then I don't know why she had to add in the thing about Jax, but of course Stassi took that the wrong way as digging. Like, oh, remember I slept with Jax? Remember that?
Yeah. I think what Kristen was trying to do is probably be like, making fun of the Jack situation and hoping that that could be her, like,
little bridge.
Yeah. Be like, remember, he's an idiot. Yeah. Get it. We don't like him together. No. It's like, once you slept with someone's boyfriend, who's your best friend?
Well, like Stassi said, she's going to cut your head off, Henry VIII style. But wow, I thought she could not have been colder. Like, I've literally never seen her been cold, because we're so used to Stassi lashing out that for her to hold back and be nasty is
scarier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was terrified of her.
Yeah.
Now I see why she has little followers, because
you don't cross her.
So terrified of her.
Which I'm interested to see Katie cross her, because she does in this season. So. That's going to be...
Go, Katie.
I know. Katie's having like a good, strong moment this season.
Bring
which
it
I like.
On, girl.
Yeah. And then, of course, we see, like, Sheena kind of kissing ass to Stassi. But I don't know. I don't know if it's kissing ass or if it's just trying to be friendly and cordial.
Right.
I mean, I would like to assume that it's that.
The first thing a girl will do when they're just trying to, like, start up a conversation is,
so pretty.
I love your outfit. Well, I thought it was hysterical, the juxtaposition with Christina saying what she thought Sheena was saying, and it actually was
playing
everything
out.
Sheena was saying.
See, that's why Christina needs to be on the show. She's got good, like, solid, funny, witty remarks. Like, she's just got them. And I'm like, that's what I want to see.
She's good reality show material.
Yeah. I feel like she could bring some good A game.
Yes. Christina!
We're calling for you. We're calling, please revive it. And then, of course, we see Stassi and then they go back to their table. And then Ariana and Tom join their table, which I understand, because it's like, they don't want to be around Kristen and James.
Yes.
And it's been like this whole blow-up thing. Like, why would they be around them? And, of course, Sheena's like a piss. She grabs up her vodka, grabs up Kristen, and's like, let's go to the table. And that was a little calculated to me.
Yeah. It's like, look, you guys had your moment of the two camps crossing, and now it's time to leave it alone. But they decide to storm over there like, no, we're in charge now. We're like, no, you can't leave rudely. We're going to go over there and stir it up. I just thought that was a little, like, high school-y.
And then I felt bad for them, because it's like slowly everybody started getting up from the table and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I feel like Sheena's not putting herself in the right position, which I'm anxious to see the rest of the season, because I know that she ultimately chooses either Ariana or Kristen, because she said that on Watch What Happens Live.
Right.
That premiere night episode. But I do think that she'll choose Ariana over Kristen.
Yeah, I don't see it going any other way, because they've been real friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Kristen always falls into something happens with a guy that she pisses off a girlfriend, that it ends a friendship.
Uh-huh.
So Kristen just keeps falling into these situations.
Dig in the hole.
When I say falling, yes, thank you. She fell into her own hole. Thank you. Okay.
And it makes me sad, because it's like, I know that she, I could see that she wants to fit in with these people and, like, mm-hmm. wants to be with them. But it's like sometimes like shooting herself in the foot at times. Because mm-hmm. she's like oversteps boundaries, I think, in terms of being an ex-girlfriend and stuff. And I know it's hard, because it's like you have to be on the show with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish that somehow we could just move past that.
Yeah.
And not have them together. But that's not going to happen, because they're on a show together. So,
well, at what point of the party did they have the awkward fist bump? Did Kristen and Tom have the awkward fist bump about, like, we meet up, everything's cool? Was that when Stassi was still sitting at their table?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so. Yeah.
Okay. I got so weirded out, because it's the first time we've seen Ariana have a set of cojones, and she's like, excuse me.
Don't act like you're cool.
Don't talk to her. Don't make her think that you guys are cool with each other. And I was like, yes! She's becoming the jealous girlfriend. I freaking love it.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it's like, I think Ariana is someone who keeps it pretty honest, except mm-hmm. for lying that her and Tom didn't do anything in the first place, I guess. But I feel like when it's like it comes to her opinion and her feelings, she's very honest about that. And I'm glad that she kind of stood up for herself, and also stood up to Kristen, too, because she hasn't really done that yet. in terms of this season.
Yes, exactly.
And I was like, it's about time.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. About time. It's been done time.
Yeah.
She just kind of always sits on the outskirts of it and says, am I getting involved? I don't care. She's not worth it.
I'm the cool girl.
Yeah. That's something I wanted to say. Because so she's been doing, did you read Gone Girl?
Yes.
Okay. So when she's explaining the whole thing about, oh, you're always the cool girl in the beginning. You act differently to seem like you're so cool, and you have to give it up at some point. Like, maybe Ariana is at the point where it's like, oh, cool girl's wearing off because she's not the girl trying to get with him anymore. She's not the brand new fresh girlfriend. It's been a little bit. Uh-huh. And now, like, the cool girl stuff's wearing off, and it's time to be like,
this
if
is
Kristen
the reality.
Shows up again at your place, I ain't having it. Or like, yeah.
I mean, I think that she needs to do that. I think that she needs to have that opinion with whatever, not even just Kristen. I think that that's what she's got to do. And then it makes me, that being said, like piggybacking on that, Kristen makes that point that she's like, I think that their relationship is a sham.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, I mean, because we've said it on here, like, we think that it's a little bit of a convenient thing for the show. I mean, I do think they do like each other, but there's parts of me that think it is a little bit put on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't know.
I don't know either, yeah. And I thought it was weird how Tom was willing to, like, fist bump with her and be like, yeah, we're cool, we did make up the other day. And it seems like he's very easily led, kind of either way. She's like, Ariana's like, no, don't you dare act like you're cool with her.
And certainly is called and shut off to her.
Yes, exactly. So maybe that's his Achilles heel, is that he's very easily led by women. You know, Kristen was able to keep him in a relationship for 5 years. Ariana was able to pick him up the second Kristen and he broke up. And you know what? He's also not faithful to his girlfriends. So, you know, maybe he's just very easily led by women. And that's going to be a problem.
And what do you think about, this is like going, I guess, a little bit deeper, but it's like, what do you think about him not taking a break between relationships?
I did that once. It's not a good thing because the next person's always your rebound. They are always your rebound. So if you are going to date someone the second you break up with someone else, it's got to be a person that's not a long-term, super-duper intense love of your life. It's somebody you're, like, hooking up with to get over the last person. So it's probably not a good thing that they thought they liked each other so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, why aren't we together? And then it's like, well, you got together way too quick.
Like, right out the gate.
Like, 5 seconds later. Kind of like we were just waiting for Kristen to get out of the way, kind of a thing.
Well, Ariana said that at the beginning. She was like, we weren't dating. It's like we finally stopped not dating.
Right. Like, they were having, like, an emotional affair kind of a thing. Which they were, I'm going to just say.
And Tom and Kristen were both in the wrong in their relationship. They both cheated. They both did other things. You know, so it's like they're both. That's why I'd be interested. I'd be interested to have both Ariana and Tom at the same time on the show to ask them that question. Like, I know that's uncomfortable to ask. But it's something I do want to know.
Yeah.
Like, how long was it before you two officially started dating after you two broke up?
Right.
I would like to know that.
Right.
Just because I think it would give me a peace of mind about where they are and, like, what they're doing.
Do you think they were together, like, when you guys had them on last season, were they together when they came together?
They were. Because it was at that point in the season where they could actually say they were.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the math.
Because there was a point when Tom and Kristen came on, it was, like, they were breaking up.
Right.
You could tell, like, there was just an interesting moment on our show. But on the season, they were still together. Right. So it was, like, this odd.
I watched her solo interview with you guys that was at the very end of the season. And she said, well, I think when we came here, it was, like, a week before we broke up. She was relating it to the time of year it was, like, near Thanksgiving or something like that. Yep. And she said, I think it was, like, right before we broke up. So we were technically still together. So it's just strange that within the airing of the same season that, like, then he comes here with a new girlfriend. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's very, very soon.
I'm not hating. I've done it. Just saying. I don't think it's super healthy.
Yeah, it's not smart.
Or it's not going to be, like, a lifelong relationship, maybe, if that happens.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, daddy don't marry the babysitter kind of a thing.
Exactly.
Not a good look.
So let's move into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Take it away, my love.
Oh my God. Everyone's favorite, J Law. Jennifer Lawrence was at Pump this weekend.
That is so cool. I'm so mad I wasn't there when she is there.
Well, she's the biggest movie star in the world, is at Pump. What I read said that Lisa was there because it was her own birthday. She's celebrating her own birthday there with Ken and Jiggy. And J Law's at like a regular girl table. I don't know if they didn't recognize her, and she was trying to go like, I'm cool, it's cool, I just want to be a regular person tonight. But she got recognized. They sat her at the special table in the middle under the trees that Lisa would normally sit at. She took a million pictures. We saw them all on Instagram.
And there's
so
this
cute
video of them like doing a faux opening for Vanderpump Rules, and like J Law is like brushing her hair with the fork, and it has like a pink martini. Like it's hilarious.
It's so cute. So everybody has a pink martini, which I think they were all drinking pump teenies.
I mean, I'm sure they were given to them for free, which is awesome.
If you guys want to see that video, I wrote down that the Instagram user whose page it's on is Sarni Says, SarniSays. It's cute. They use the theme music from the show.
It's really, really fun. And then, like, Lisa took pictures with them and stuff. I mean, how cool is that to have Jennifer Lawrence in your restaurant?
Well, she's an admitted, like, huge Lisa Vanderpump fan. So I'm sure it was, like, a super fun night for her, too. Like, oh, my God, Lisa, I die.
That's so cute. I love that. All right, so let's move on to some predictions.
And now, the biggest new media platform on the web. Predictions.
I predict we're starting next week right now.
Yeah. Flash forward. My prediction is that I guess my prediction is more of like Tom and Katie, like how is this happening? Like we know that Katie's going to have a rough season from Lisa's standpoint, what she said on Watch What Happens Live. So I want to know what is happening. Like are her and Tom breaking up? Like, I don't know. I want to know, too.
I'm happy that it looks like next week is mostly, again, about Katie and Tom Schwartz. Because I like Katie, and I feel like she didn't get a lot of airtime in the past few seasons. And Schwartz is so cute and so hot, and let's do it. I do think it's interesting that we heard Jack say in the preview for next week, oh, well, don't forget about the fact that Katie made out with that guy in the club. So
I know
I was watching your guys' interview with Kristen from last season, and she mentioned that, and I thought, well, there it is.
Mm-hmm. And then Jack's, of course, bringing up all the drama, like always.
Always, he's such a girl. He's like, such a chick.
Like, leave it alone. Like, this is not your business to be saying.
Well, at least Jax does bring it up because we need somebody to
stir it up. Like we got some. We need some drama to watch. Okay, people. Like we're really tacky that way.
Thank God for Jax Taylor.
I know, but seriously, thank you guys so much for watching us, and we're so thankful for all of you for watching and being so supportive and keep tweeting us and everything. You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher. Happy Thanksgiving!
Yay! We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.